What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Another kind of stormy morning here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, what is going on out there? Because there is some lightning to the west of us. Are we going to get some action?
It sounds like we might get some thunderstorms again today.
Yeah, quickly though.
Drought's over.
Drought is over
for
sure.
Here's the deal. It's going to pass. This is going to pass quickly by probably 6:05.
Really?
So in 3 minutes?
Say 7:05.
In 3 minutes from right now, yeah. It's all over.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe.
What could be?
That's from Missing Tooth Greg. He was giving me the weather report. It's going to clear up, then get bad tonight. That's the deal.
That's your weather report?
Look at you.
Yeah.
What's Greg? Pro weatherman.
6:02.
Yes. So hopefully these storms are not bad today. Just thunderstorms in the area would be wonderful
for
the
trucker. I can't even see that trucker. Look, he's so far back.
I saw some lightning.
Oh, there he is.
There's lightning in the area right now, though.
He must have been. I bet he was grabbing a snack or something out of the sleeper.
Whipping fat out.
I bet he had some sort of like some chocolate covered peanuts or something back there.
Yes. Oh,
chocolate covered peanuts is a good idea.
That sounds
well.
Good.
I tell you what. You know why I thought of that?
Why?
Because Duke came up to the cabin this weekend.
Don't tell me he had chocolate covered peanuts.
He did. Yes, he did. He got some.
That's a good idea.
Got him at Baumgars.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
That's a great store. You can get a lot of stuff at Baumgars.
Yeah.
It's a very cool store.
Yeah. Clothing there is incredible.
Where is that?
If you get clothes any place besides Baumgars, you're really kind of making a mistake.
Where is it?
There's one in Lincoln at like 56th and Cornhusker Highway. That's where
really?
Yeah.
So on the north side?
Yes.
I'm pro Baumgars, but I'm also very much more pro Baumgars in Baumgars towns. Creighton has one.
Yes.
Tecama has one where I was at last night. So I like the Baumgars in the small town.
I agree with that.
I wouldn't go to Baumgars so much here in Lincoln. I'm not down on the one in Lincoln, but I wouldn't go with the one in Lincoln. But the small town ones are incredible.
I went to it once because my father-in-law gave me a gift card because he's from a small town.
What do they have there?
They love Baumgars.
They love them.
They
have everything, Sip.
It means more in the small towns, but I did enjoy my visit to the Lincoln Baumgars.
I can't envision it. 56th and Cornhusker?
Used to be in Orchlands.
Yes. So I went there. Remember when I was missing? I went there to get overalls.
I got those. I got those too.
I went to Baumgars to look for it.
That's right.
Yes.
Baumgars.
Yes.
The place to get a lot of cool stuff at Baumgars.
Oh, Baumgars bought Orchlands.
That's right. There's one in Beatrice now, too. There's Baumgars down there.
This from the 620.
Yeah.
That's a breaker.
Look at you getting help this morning from the breakers. Yeah. That's
this
wonderful.
From the 620.
Well, how about the rain right now, Steve? So is going to be done here in a minute, you said?
6:04.
6:04 is supposed to be done.
I think he said 6:05. He maybe meant 7:05.
We're getting,
Greg.
It's pouring right now.
I'm not blaming him. I mean, he's usually pretty smart about this stuff. He said you will be mowing your lawn today.
This is going to set Andrew back. This right here. They're behind right now. I talked to Andrew yesterday. Behind from the storms. They've been trying to get caught up.
What a pleasant rain, though.
Oh, it does. It's Look perfect. It. Straight down. No wind.
Yesterday was like the mower symphony in Lincoln because you had all the rain for 4 or 5 days. People were mowing today. Everybody and their dog was mowing.
They were
it
out.
Was
everywhere.
And it was perfect weather.
Yeah. You were right.
Kudos to that. But man, you walk anywhere.
Oh, God.
You saw some pasty white legs out there, too.
Yeah, you did.
Mine will be pasty.
They had pasty white legs, and the guy had some pretty short shorts on, too.
Short shorts.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, get down.
You've made people shout out their local Baumgars here, Bill. Shout out to the Imperial Baumgars.
Imperial, thank you. Yeah. Yes.
That's where Trink is from. Patrinka.
Patrinka is from Imperial?
Nice. Imperial, yeah. I think. Yeah, pretty sure.
Plattsmith Baumgars is amazing. Yes. Yeah, it's a great store. Yeah, check it out.
Baumgars is kind of like Dollar General.
Oh.
Dollar General.
How does that sound to you?
Yeah. So Dollar General. Every small town now has a Dollar General also, which is different than the dollar store, the Dollar Tree. That's different, which should now be the $1.25 tree. It's changed
to $1.25. I've had a problem determining the difference, but you're right. Dollar Tree is $1.25 for everything. Yes, Dollar General is not that much.
No. They're just like a convenience store. They're like a mini Target with as many things jammed into it as you can possibly have. Hmm. And that's not a down. That they're just different.
Yep.
They're just different. Hmm. I love the dollar store when you go in. Oh. Now everything's more than $1.25.
Also,
they can fool you now. They can trick you because occasionally you walk down, there's one aisle that has the $5 items. And all of a sudden you look at it like going, oh my, is that a dollar? Because you might buy 100 of them. That's and you're fine. Like, no, that's the $5 aisle.
Sorry about that.
They trick you a little bit.
But you can still go there and get these, though, these glasses.
Yes. And there's some things you look at and go, okay, not a great deal. And there's some deals that are ridiculous, how good they are for a dollar. $1.25 now.
Yep.
And I'm okay with $1.25. I get it. I get how things are going up. Yeah, I love going there. Absolutely. Steve doesn't like it. Steve gets nervous in there.
Oh, everything makes me nervous about those stores.
But why? You're spending like no money. It's $1.25.
There's never a time
except
when
for the one aisle Bill talked about.
The one,
stay away from the
I
aisle.
I never go to the dollar store where I don't get at least 50 items.
Good God.
I get at least.
I couldn't hang out with you at all.
And people see me. And I the whole time I'm like, I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just go, they get four things. And I've got six. I've had times I've went over $100.
Oh my God.
Over 100 items.
Do they have Ajax at Dollar Tree?
I buy, right now we have probably 20 some left, but usually when I go in there to get the Ajax, the dish soap.
So it is
I usually get 50 at a time.
I got a question for you.
I get 50 at a time.
Wow. Were you messing with me one day when you said you could wash clothes with. You're on the air now.
Yeah.
Wash clothes with dish detergent.
Did it last night when I got home from Tecama.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did last night at midnight and washed my clothes. Just
with what? With
Cascade?
Ajax. Just dish soap.
Oh, not Ajax.
No,
wait a second.
Dish soap. Just dish soap.
Dish soap.
Help me.
Dish soap.
Dish soap.
Stuff you have sitting right next to your sink.
Yeah.
Yeah, you used to wash your hands.
You can just squirt it in there?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Give it a shot.
Squirt it in there?
Squirt it in there and fire it up and go. It's all I use.
That'll wash your clothes?
Yep. It's all I use. It's incredible.
You're kidding me.
Nope. It's incredible.
That could save a lot of money.
Saves a lot of money.
The detergent's up, way up.
Yeah. Not at our house, it isn't.
Does anybody do this besides Bill? I'm curious if anyone does the dish soap.
Just messing with me now. You're messing with everybody.
Hand to God.
Okay.
Hand to God.
You said you did it last night.
Did it last night at 12:15.
I told Margaret that, and she said, he's just messing with you.
No, absolutely not. Laura's probably, well, I don't know where she's at right now, but Laura, chime in if you can.
Please,
does she approve of it? Does she also?
No, absolutely does not approve of it.
This is amazing. This is amazing to me.
Laura,
if you run out of
this.
Detergent, just go upstairs.
Yeah, absolutely.
To your kitchen.
Does she ever have concern about how your clothes
are turning
out?
Maybe things are made different now. So it used to always be this this hypothesis that it'll suds up too much, and it doesn't. Doesn't suds up too much.
I'm not worried about that. I'm glad it suds up.
Yeah.
I'm almost worried about the opposite, that it doesn't suds up.
No, it does. It does everything just perfect.
God.
Feel it.
Think about that for a second.
Feel it. See how soft it is.
And you always smell okay.
Yeah. Smell fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it can't smell bad. It's a good smelling soap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
but it doesn't, and it is cleans it.
Then also, there is some soap at the dollar store that's double the size of the Ajax.
and it's still only a dollar. I mean, it's beautiful. Like a gallon. It's like a gallon
okay,
of dish soap.
I gotta go there more. This
it's
is a good,
gallon.
Okay,
you should try that one out and see how it goes.
It's
sometime.
A gallon of dish soap.
Ajax,
yes.
I'm thinking about like Dawn. Are we talking about the same
yes.
thing?
Yep, same yeah, thing. Dawn. Yep, the same thing. Absolutely.
Dawn the dish in the laundry.
Yeah. Just squirt it in there.
Squirt it in there like that. Oh, it's fun too. I just you pop it open.
This is amazing, by the way.
Squirt
I
it
love
in.
It.
This is amazing.
Fire it up and away we go.
Okay, is there any pushback on the text line?
Some people are saying Dawn is the best spot remover. I haven't. No
good
one's saying,
God, this is no. amazing.
No
Why
one's saying
buy
they actually
detergent?
Do it, though.
No, don't.
No, don't buy.
I haven't bought detergent in 10 years.
Don't buy Tide.
No, absolutely not.
Holy
There's
crap.
No reason for it. Just go to the dollar store. Handles everything.
Ajax. Ajax yes.
You
for
can't
the wash.
Be messing with people now. We are on the air.
I know. I tell the truth.
Yeah, we're on the air.
He said
truth.
Hand
we're
to God.
We're not just talking amongst
I
ourselves.
I went hand to God.
He went hand to God.
Coffee talk.
This is incredible coffee talk. Thank you. I'm doing it today.
Yeah.
Jesse in Milford says, my wife makes our laundry and dish soap, and it's very similar to what she uses to make them. Makes our laundry. It's weird.
Yeah. Hmm.
Does Whatever. The laundry. Who says makes the laundry? I heard that
That's
term
okay.
Before. Makes
right.
the laundry.
That's fine.
Before.
I'm fine with making
They do it
the
different. That's okay.
Yeah. Dish soap, awesome for pre-treating spot stains. So you got people on boat, you know, on your boat for that one.
Yeah. It's
on your boat.
On your boat. On your boat.
They're on your boat
They're
with
on
that
your
one.
Boat for that.
Quick idle chit-chat.
Yeah,
we might not get... No, nothing. This is actually official business, but it's not a rundown in case we didn't get to it. Chief Borders is in the...
I had it right here.
Oh, is it in there?
On my side.
Oh,
I wrote it afterwards.
Chief Borders went to York and took a left. He's going to Wichita.
To the portal.
To the portal. Only one. Really?
He's hurtling towards the portal.
Going to the portal.
I mean, I don't know. It's open till Wednesday. That was the only one yesterday.
Gotcha.
And was
that there? Tell us the level of surprise or the. See, nothing surprises me too much anymore. When I read it late last night when I saw it, I think I was off my phone for about a seven-hour window there. And so I sent you guys something late last night. I texted you guys like at midnight.
No, I didn't see
You know
that.
I'm sleeping then.
Yeah.
So, Scale
but anyway,
of 1 to 10.
Still, it like I said, doesn't... I mean...
6, surprise.
To me, it was like nothing because it's like there's going to be some people go in. You don't get surprised. And you don't get surprised anymore even if guys leave that might be in a good situation.
Right.
It just not surprising.
He wasn't in a bad situation, but he was probably behind MJ Sherman and Prince Will.
Uman Mielin.
At the jack position. So, and I guess it was amicable.
He had a good spring, they said.
That was the thing. I mean, Matt called him at one point probably the most improved player on the team. So... It's not perfect, but like Bill said, on a scale of 1 to 10, surprise for 6, especially knowing he's probably third at his position. Third. So guys that are third often leave, right? The one that
you
I
hate
was
to lose bodies that are on the front line.
Right.
Anytime, O-line, D-line, anybody that's up
true.
Front, they're just hard to find.
The one I was watching, and it sounds like there's no concern at all, is Harburg Heinrich. I think he's not going anywhere. He's staying, and it is raining hard now.
It's past 6:05, by the way. It's 6:12 now.
It's gorgeous.
Greg's
I
way,
think he
Greg's
must have said 7:05.
Okay.
Yeah, right now, Greg, we have a storm going right now.
It was over at 6:05.
I don't know that he wants me to go to the air with everything he tells me, but
that could be. Too late. That
did,
could be.
He did.
Most people don't when they don't text. Usually, when you text them, you don't expect it to be on live radio.
Yeah, well,
but now we're doing it until everything.
That's what happens here in the early break. Yeah.
But that was weather, so it's pretty, safe. It's safe territory to talk about, I would think. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
By the way, also.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Floyd Mayweather is still in Dubai.
Are you positive? Is per your guy? Who's the guy again?
Have you confirmed
talking about?
It is gambling debt?
No.
Who's this rival that you keep looking at?
I haven't confirmed anything. It's Gervonta Tank Davis.
Gervonta Tank
Davis.
Yeah,
and he did tweet last night. I'm way, way too far into this. Gervonta Davis. He did.
How many tweets does he have? You're really ciphering through those right now.
Yeah. Alex read it to me. Now I don't see it. Maybe he took it down because of its controversial nature. But Gervonta Davis did tweet that he is still in Dubai.
Okay. Thank you for that update, hon.
Thank you. I think right now we're the only show that has covered that in the world
or
that has any interest.
I have extreme interest in
this.
I think, unfortunately, it's not. I don't see it. But Gervonta Davis.
That's been taken down.
He might have.
It's just too controversial.
Because of the controversial nature.
Yep. From the text line, Nels in Montana.
Yes, Nels.
We're still in idle chit-chat, by the way. Says, Jake, please, I'm watching a video. Please have Bill simulate with a imaginary bottle of Dawn how much he squirts in the wash.
Okay, so.
Here you go. Watch
it's
this.
Just like, it's a simple pop. So it's right above already. So boom, I open up right there. There's my Ajax.
Yep, there you
boom.
Go.
Grab it out right there. I already have the lid already open like that. And then it's a.
Okay, a little swirl. Two swirls.
That's it. Two swirls.
So not too much.
Two swirls. Not too much. No, two swirls.
Not too much.
Two swirls.
Almost like you do.
Also, you know what else is nice about it? Because of how you get the swirl in with the liquid, you know it's getting everything covered. You know, right away, sometimes you get the pods
that
you have to put in.
The pods,
stuff.
You can't trust the
don't
pods.
Don't trust the pods.
No, I'm out
of
pods.
How many times have you pulled a pod out? Don't there's part it. Of the pod still
right.
in the... It's like...
What big, was the point?
Was the big punk?
I don't
there's
do
a
it.
Big chunk sitting there like...
Out of
no,
pods.
No. You know why? Dollar. Go to the dollar store.
Out of pods.
I don't do pods.
Nels said, by the way, he asked because the last time he tried it, he had nothing but a drum full of suds when he was done with how much he put
in. Yeah, and you know what?
I've
never been over sudsed like that. And I also get to the point when, and I can also manage this one if I have to. I can also Ajax our dishwasher. A little small little squirt in there. Everybody says, "Oh no, it'll mess it up." No, it doesn't. It works just fine.
It's magical.
It's magical. It's the most magic.
I saw him start
it's,
doing.
It's the most magical thing that there is in the dollar store. It's Ajax. And they have, they have like three different kinds too. I get the citrus a lot. I like the citrus. Makes things
the
fresh.
Citrus Ajax. Well, thank
yes.
you.
Thank you, Nels.
Yeah, that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring. It is soaking today, so good time to call.
I didn't know this was coming today. I did not know this was coming.
I agree. I thought it was going to be something just at nighttime. I didn't know the morning was happening here today with rain.
This is incredible. I mean, talk about drought being over. I wonder right now if there is some concern with the farmers.
Too much rain?
Well, they want to get some seed in the ground.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places there's no seed in the ground.
Yep.
And so there's probably some people are really happy got their seed in the ground before this all hit.
Very possible.
Yeah.
By the way, last thing on Chief Borders, just want to say he worked here at the Ticket, and he was a delight.
Right.
He was a very respectful young man. Like it's not always guaranteed, but he was a very...
It's not guaranteed.
He was a very kind guy. And he was respectful of everybody here. So, wherever he goes, I'll root for Chief. But he was a wonderful person we had here at the Ticket. Appreciated him and his work he did for the station. So,
can't get this Fornelli article up.
Well, I'll give one quick shout out before we end.
Yes.
I was able to go to Takema Herman for their sports banquet last night. So all their parents, coaches, and players. And it was an incredible, incredible night. It was very well done. It was a blast.
Tell us about it.
Met some friends afterwards because I grew up in Takema from time I was 1 month old till I was seven.
Oh,
and so
we
spent
didn't know
some
that.
Time there. Yeah, spent time in Takema, and so Greg Brom's mom brought a picture of a first grade birthday party with me and her son.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
First grade.
She had a birthday. She goes, there you are. I was kind of acting up. She goes, you're kind of acting up a little bit.
What were you doing?
Hands were in the air.
What a surprise.
I don't know. I was making I was drawing attention to myself, as it appeared in the picture.
Shocking.
What a stunning revelation.
Yes. So that was very nice of the people to have me there. So enjoy that. And they had chicken was the meal. I told Jake today, so I ate some cheesy potatoes with my fingers on the way home because I didn't have a fork. I forgot to get a fork. And they had some chicken, so I was whipping some chicken bones out the window.
Ooh.
Headed towards Blair.
Ooh,
yeah.
I think that's okay.
Yeah, it didn't stay on the concrete or on the. It went all the way.
It was
to the
a good
ditch.
Throw. It was a proper throw.
It was a proper throw. So thank you for the Tigers at Takema Herman.
There you go. Saw an article yesterday from Tom Fornelli, CBS Sports, titled "Nebraska Football at a Crossroads: Four Things Matt Rhule Must Do to Get the Huskers Back to Relevancy." He gave 4 points here on this article.
You know what he did?
What's that?
He wrote an incredible lead. Read his lead.
The first paragraph?
Read the paragraph. This is incredible.
Okay. It says this: at some point this spring, billions of cicadas will emerge from the ground across the eastern half of the United States. Some will have been underground for 13 years, while others will have been waiting for 17 years. Regardless of the time each cicada spent in the cold, damp earth, awaiting the moment to finally see the sun and be eaten by a bird, they will ask the same question: what the hell happened in Nebraska football while I was down there?
That is an incredibly good lead.
That is.
Tom Fornelli.
Because I was mesmerized by the cicadas. And then the timing of it, that's brilliant.
Well done by
him. It was brilliant.
Well done.
I read it like five times.
Well done.
Yeah, he had a stroke of...
brilliance.
Yes.
I'd say brilliant creativity.
When the cicadas came out, what's going on here?
What the hell happened in Nebraska?
Cicadas are asking.
I'm more blown away, though, just by the chance that the cicadas are... It's either they're on the 13-year rotation 17. Or a 17-year rotation.
I didn't know that.
I didn't. I always thought it was...
I was blown away by that, too.
Can you imagine when they... I would like to be able to get some feedback from... They're saying it's all East Coast?
That's what he said.
Yeah, East Coast.
I can't believe
it. Billions. Imagine what that's going to be like.
He said billions. The word B.
Billions.
Billions of cicadas.
I can't...
Do we have enough birds to eat that many cicadas?
Some have been around for 17 years. Underground.
Imagine that.
That's
coming
incredible.
Back.
It's amazing.
That'd be the first thing. Like you said, if all of a sudden, you're in a coma for 17 years. And all of a sudden, like that... Hey, how are the Huskers doing?
Yeah, they haven't been to a bowl in 8 years. They'd be like, whoa, what happened?
What happened?
Here's what happened. Tell them, Jake.
So, yeah, a couple things that Tom Fornelli listed. Number one, he says, take care of the damn football, which we all know turnovers have been a problem for Nebraska. Last year was no difference there. They had a lot of issues with the quarterback turning the ball over. Quarterbacks, plural.
So since 2018, they're minus 38 in turnover margin.
Which is 130th at 133 teams.
I'm
nearly
surprised
dead last.
I'm surprised there's three teams worse than that. That's a surprise.
Do they list the three teams that are worse? I'd like to know who they were.
Yeah. I don't see that at all.
Because their success rate would have to be just
about
dismal.
I would think so.
It would be. It would just be. They would be beyond dismal.
Since 2018, so that's when Frost came.
In general, the number one prediction of winning and losing is turnovers. I mean, just go minus three every game and see how many games you win. It just doesn't happen. Or minus two, whatever it is. Just be minus. Mm-hmm. See how it goes.
Nebraska was minus 17 last year?
Yes.
Minus 17 in turnovers last year. It's not going to get the job done. 5-17 for Nebraska. So that doesn't surprise anybody. We all know turnovers have been a huge problem.
Yes.
For Nebraska. So, yeah.
You don't need to belabor that.
No. No. Okay. Number two, Tom Fornelli says, the forward pass exists, so use it. He says, Nebraska's never been a haven for the pocket passer prototype. The best QBs in program history, like Tommy Frazier and Eric Crouch, won Heismans thanks to their prowess as rushers in option offenses. The hope is that Dylan Raiola will change that for Nebraska.
Yeah, they've had some pocket guys, but not many. I mean, Tanner.
Tanner Lee did not work out at Nebraska. 4-8 record.
Did not work out.
2017.
He did not work out.
Didn't work out there. Okay, number three, Fornelli says... He says, make some field goals. Special teams always overlooked, but can make a big difference in close games. Since 2018, Nebraska kickers have converted 67% of their field goal attempts. That number ranks 120th nationally.
Now, they went through a run where they had incredible kickers. place kickers and punters. So that this is a good article, by the way. Fornelli knows what he's doing.
He said the success rate on field goals drops to 44% on attempts over 40 yards, which ranks 124th in the country.
We always say, why do they lose all those close games? I mean, these aren't the reasons, but there's reasons always. And that, I guess, those are a factor. Those are a major factor.
Would you have felt the article was as good without the cicadas? Because I wouldn't
the
have.
The lead drew me.
No.
I wouldn't have.
No.
I would have thought it was an okay article.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the okay cicadas article. Lead.
The cicada lead puts it in an elite category that you'll never forget the article.
Leads are super important, and they've sort of gone away. I don't think they're emphasized as much in journalism school anymore. I don't think, because I noticed a lot of writing, people just launch into the story, and there's like, I always want to say, hey, put something snappy atop that. I mean, just something
and he
snappy.
Did this.
Yeah.
Because 10 years from now, I'll text you guys, and there'll be a cicada story. I'll be like, hey, remember the article?
Remember
by Tom?
Fornelli?
Yeah, remember that?
The cicadas yeah,
we'll remember this.
Just
because of this.
He
Thank
had
you.
A fit of creativity when he wrote that.
He also ended it with, he brought cicadas back at the very end.
Please tell me.
So the fourth thing he says is, again, keep the defensive momentum going. He says, defense was good last year, ranking in the top 20 and top 10 in some of the metrics that matter the most. Just keep that flow going. But he ends the article saying this. He says, combine it. He says, maintaining the overall level while improving around the margins would help this team get back to a bowl game. Combine it with significant improvement in the areas outlined above, and Nebraska could emerge as one of the better teams in the Big Ten this season. Too bad the cicadas won't be around long enough to see it.
Interesting.
Tagged out with the cicadas also.
That's he did.
The end.
I've
he did.
I think that also is brilliant journal. Is that correct, Steve? When you start it with a lead in and then you finish
Absolutely.
It and you go and you always finish
no,
with it.
No, lead. Babcock, Mike Babcock, everybody knows.
Oh God.
He was the best at
the godfather of the lead.
Yeah, he was the best.
Yeah.
Well, he was very good about tying it back in, and I think he must have emphasized it. But yeah, he did. Fornelli did a good job on this.
I'll get a text from Babcock once every 6 months.
Just, Mike Babcock.
Just checking in.
Yeah, he's a good
I
dude.
just when I'd see him, because he would still come to all the press conferences mm-hmm. I was at,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of like is
he's
like
still there.
He's still there.
Yeah, he's still working.
Yeah, still working. But he's just wow. If you see him today, say hi to him.
I probably won't, but I got to mow the lawn. Yeah. Fornell, if it stops raining, hey, look at though. See the sky over there?
It's not 6:05. It's 6:25.
I said 7:05. It's clearing. It's clearing
temporarily.
He was yeah. right.
That's Greg quite a shower we got.
We did.
We got at least a quarter inch of rain.
That was pretty solid here.
Yeah. So Fornelli did a good job with this. And he's right. He's right. Take care of the damn football. And he did make a good point, too. He said, I care far more about the number of fumbles than the number of lost fumbles. That's a great point. Once the ball's on the ground, it's a coin flip. So pay closer attention to how many times a team fumbles than just how many times.
Almost lost.
Yeah, yes. I agree with him. I mean, it's true. Because it's a lot of times it's just
also,
luck.
It's also very much, it, trust me, as a coach, balls on the ground, you recover. It's like, okay, that's great. But you are beside yourself.
Yeah.
You're beside yourself that the ball was on the ground. It confidence goes away. You lose confidence when the ball comes out.
Yeah.
All those things happen.
Ah, yes. Fornelli notes, as a team, Nebraska turned the ball. It's hard to read this stuff. As a team, Nebraska turned the ball over on 20.1% of its possessions last season. Not well, only was that the highest rate in the country, but the next highest was Georgia Southern at 18.3%. The national average was 10.8%. Nebraska somehow managed to double the national average. And
not ideal.
When somebody says, like, why did they go 5-7? I mean, that would be reason number one.
Yeah, if they were just middle of the pack, if they were just, they would have won two or three more games.
Just middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack.
I mean, compared to the other teams in the conference, Nebraska minus 17 in turnover margin. Michigan was plus 19. Penn State plus 16. Northwestern plus 13 last year. Plus 13.
1-8. 1-8. If Nebraska was plus 13, they probably would have won 8.
You know, absolutely.
They probably had the goods to win 8.
Plus 13.
That's a big if, though. I mean, That's a big if. Well, to go from minus 17 to plus 13 is a monster differential.
Also, as Nebraska fans, you have to be extremely excited with where you're at just roster-wise. If you look at this one, talk about the turnover, right? Mm-hmm. Last year, there was 12 games.
Yes.
11 of them, they were as good or even talent-wise. Yeah. In 11 games, they were as good or even. There was no one that was just Michigan was
the only team. Yeah,
Michigan State, were they a better talented team?
No.
Was Minnesota a better talented team? Was Wisconsin? No. Was Iowa?
Iowa?
No. I mean, they weren't. No. I mean, just you saw it on the field when you're watching the game.
Yeah.
You didn't go, huh? How are we?
If Iowa was, I would just say maybe a little.
So 11 of the games
that Cooper
they were either several of the games they were better. They're better than the other team physically, and so. They have to feel that's what makes you feel good when you go, hey, 11 of the 12 games, we were as good or better. So that means going into this season, you got to feel pretty good about where you're at. When in year one, that's where they were.
They got to clean it up. Jeff Sims obviously had problems with the ball handling. He fumbled 6 times. I did not know this. I mean, I didn't think about it. I shouldn't admit stuff like that. I didn't know, but Heinrich Harburg fumbled 13 times, which.
He just fumbled 13 times.
I don't know how many he lost, but that number, I would have guessed 7 or 8.
I wouldn't have thought that.
13. Yeah. 13. That's got to get cleaned up. So why did they lose close games? Well, it's a big reason. It's not the only reason, but it's a big reason. There's never, to me, it's always reasons.
Fornelli. Forever is
Fornelli. I just read that last night and I was freaked out. The lead. Yeah.
So the lead is
if
way
I was
different.
A professor, that, I would make this required reading.
So the lead is way different than the headline. Ooh.
The headline was just this. It says Nebraska football at a crossroads. 4 things Matt Rhule must do to get the Huskers back to relevancy.
No, that's okay.
It's okay. It's decent. But when you were taught in journalism, the headline. Is different than the lead.
Not necessarily.
Isn't it?
I mean,
the headline's supposed to grab you.
Yeah.
Then the lead brings you into the story. That's two different things, right?
I'm trying
to get into journalism here.
I don't. You're talking to the wrong person.
Isn't your journalism major, correct?
Yeah.
Sports writer of the year over here.
Sports writer of the year.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
No, it was like 2 months ago. We got a trophy.
No, the sports writer of the year thing. Yeah, you guys got me a trophy, which was one of the nicest things anybody's ever done for me. So thank you. I got to remember that.
We're going to get you another one.
A monthly trophy.
Just a trophy for the shirt you're wearing today, the On3 shirt.
It has some spots on it.
Yeah. Let's get your monthly trophy.
This was from the other day. I wore this to the spring game. And I got some stuff
on it. Some Ajax on that.
Yeah,
get some Ajax.
No, I think to answer Bill's question, that's a good question. I don't make the distinction as much. If they both grab you, it's fine. If they, you know.
Because even on social media, sometimes something will grab me like, oh, whoa, what's that?
Sometimes that's sort of clickbaity.
Yeah. That's what I said. Headlines are more important than articles at this point. People don't click on it. They just read the headline.
Right. So the headline, you're right. It's got to grab you.
Have you ever been invited back to speak to the College of Journalism?
It's sort of a touchy topic because yes, and I usually don't.
You've been asked and you decline.
I just don't.
Why would you
Jake
decline?
Knows I don't do a lot of that. No,
he sure doesn't.
I don't know why.
You're the most accomplished sports writer in the history of Nebraska.
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not.
It's you and it's Babcock. Barfick.
I don't do a lot of that sort. Of, I don't feel necessarily qualified.
Yeah.
I don't think Chattel does a lot of that stuff either, but I don't know. I'm a sports writer.
Anyway, University of Nebraska Journalism, please reach out to Steve.
You have
his
number.
We will get him there. We will get him there.
I need to be paid for this. Yeah. Sorry.
We will get him there.
Jake, don't. I'm not gonna.
Jake's wearing jeans today.
We got jeans on today.
Yeah. Really threw me for a loop.
By the way, dungarees. I hate jeans.
You don't like them, do you?
I don't like wearing jeans.
Why is that?
You're like Kramer on Seinfeld.
He hates jeans for sure.
No, never wore jeans like in one show.
Why do you not like them?
I just don't like the way they fit.
Yeah. Really?
I've never been a fan.
It's not comfort.
Never been a fan of jeans.
You wear
ever.
Short pants a lot.
A lot of shorts.
Short pants, but he's in he's
slacks.
He's in slacks, too. He shows up in slacks every day.
I like slacks.
He's a pro.
Slacks are more comfortable to me.
He's a pro.
Slacks are more comfortable to me than jeans.
Yes, he goes to a lot of meetings right when he leaves here. He's involved. So today must be a low meeting today.
Got some pictures today.
With Scotland
and
Elizabeth, and you're going jeans for the pictures. You were told to wear jeans.
Elizabeth picked out the outfit.
Where's this at? Because I could go see her. I haven't seen Scotland yet.
You don't get to come to the picture session.
I don't?
It's in Ashland, apparently.
No. It was one of my favorite things so far. Like, it was like the date Scotland was born, and Steve's like, how long do I have to wait before I get up there to go see her at the hospital? I'm like, you're not going to the hospital. There's no chance. There's no chance. You don't show up to anything.
There's no chance.
I usually don't show.
Jake made me and my wife sit out in the hallway for like 10 minutes.
That's not true.
We knocked on the door. We didn't know. We knocked.
Here's the deal. Yeah. Here's the deal. Yeah. At that point, I didn't know it could have been a nurse possibly. We thought a nurse was supposed to come back. We said, hold up. We're not ready yet. And then we opened the door. It was Bill and Laura, though.
Oh.
They'd been there for like, five, ten minutes.
Just standing there.
But you didn't leave, though.
We didn't leave. We just stood there.
Was there a sitting area?
I didn't see that you had texted me, though. You did send me a text. I didn't see that text.
I said, are you in the room? Because we're right outside of it. Like, we can hear you. And Laura put her ear up. She goes, I can hear them. They're in there. Hold it. We have a story. Give me breaking news.
Hang on. I wasn't ready for that.
Give me breaking news.
Give me a second. Here we go. Yes, Bill. Breaking news.
Jake, you forgot about this, and it's time we hit on it. So me and Laura enter, and they're inside at that, and obviously Elizabeth has been through a lot. She was in labor for like 2 days.
Yeah,
seriously,
yeah,
she was.
Two and a half days
of labor. She is wiped out, and she's been through pure hell getting this done. She's there with the baby. Laura's off to the side.
Oh, yeah.
Elizabeth is in the bed like that, and then the nurse comes in and she pokes her head in like that and goes, how are you doing? And Laura answers, I'm fine. And I go, I think she was talking to Elizabeth. She looks, she goes, I'm fine. And I go, I don't think that's who she was talking to.
I think it was the mom who just went through two and a half days.
She said it loud too, didn't she, Jake? She goes, I'm fine. And we made just
like
Bill goes, I don't think that was for you. I think that was for the mom that just went through 60 hours of labor. I think that was for her.
I did forget about that. That was quite a moment.
Bill
called her out to say, what are you doing? That was for you.
We know you're fine. We know you're fine. You just got done with going to Orange Theory.
Yeah.
Orange Theory.
Yes. You're all good. So
that was breaking news. Forgot about that.
Thank you to Tom Fornelli for that article.
Yo, thank you.
The cicadas. Is incredible. When will the cicadas come? Like, is it like May, June? When do we know?
I think it's May. I think it's middle of May. I think.
What do you know about it?
Breakers, could you help us with that? When will the cicadas come out?
I don't know, but Jake, I'll see Scotland before she's won. Before she's won.
April 17th of next year. I think you'll see it at some point before then.
I got it.
All right. Well, we'll see about that. We'll update the cicadas when we come back. And also, Raiola and Patrick Mahomes, are they working together possibly? Discuss that next, early break in the ticket.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.